Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
We already broke the silence. See, okay. Hey, Derek.
Oh, hey, hey there, Kay.
How are you doing today?
Okay. Yeah.
Just I'm okay. Here. I'm,
yeah, busy. Show.
Definitely a busy time.
I'm still, yeah, getting used to the studio setup here.
I love the studio
setup.
Does
that sound it's funny?
Fabulous. I don't think we can worry about that
okay,
right now.
Okay, no, we can't. All right. This is our sound check.
I think this is it. We're in. We're in already.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
Good times.
Good times.
Good,
so we're back.
Good
it's
times.
Our first show of 2019. So we hope all of you had a very safe holiday season and a very festive new year.
Yeah.
And have all your resolutions in place. Or goals, as people like to call it.
Goals. I think that's better. I always think the New Year thing is kind of silly when people.
It is a little silly.
Put like, I'm going to do this and without any steps of getting there.
Well, it's
that's my big thing.
It's a fresh start for some people, you know, for some people. So truthfully, I'm opening my iPad Safari for the first time in a long time, probably since the show. And I did not get to talk about the 21, like, best toys for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We had our holiday
party show and didn't even talk about that.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna do a little retro react.
That's cool. You know, I think that's totally cool.
Yeah.
I think we could still talk about it.
I opened the page, it was there. I'm like, oh my God, we didn't even get to this. We were talking about the drummer boy challenge.
Oh yeah.
The LBD challenge.
That's funny. We went pretty far.
I got all the way.
How'd you do?
I won. I got. Yeah. I got.
Oh,
all the way.
Nice. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So stupid. So I guess what are we gonna do today? We're gonna recap our holiday and New Year and all that stuff and see what's doing.
Yeah. It's been a little while.
And we'll talk about Christmas, even though it's after Christmas.
Sure.
All right.
Oh, I don't have yeah, no, it's good. It's all good.
Were you looking for weird news?
No, I just looking at the soundboard. I haven't seen it in like a month. Looking at the buttons like I've never seen them before.
You probably haven't seen them for a while. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's just start the show.
All right.
Are those mints still fresh?
We got.
Is that what those are?
I wouldn't see why not. I think you gave us those.
Did I?
They're delish. Okay.
Oh, those are the ones from Target,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know where you got them from. Yeah.
I think I got them from the Target.
Have yourself a mint.
Oh yeah.
And we can relive Minter.
Yeah, Minter.
Yeah.
Are these from the Targe?
I don't know.
I think they are from the Targe.
We just call them the mints from K.
The snow mints.
Yeah.
Government snow. Were they soft? What's the deal with these?
I'll give one a go.
They're kind of weird.
Is it like white chocolate mint?
Kind of.
Is there crunch in them?
There's a little crunch. They're like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like... It's like white chocolate.
Oh, it is white chocolate.
Not sure how much I like it then.
No, oh, okay. Well, you're the one who gave it to us.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I thought they were just regular mints.
Well, you also gave us the ginger libation, which we love.
But it's still there, which, though.
Well, we haven't, because, well, let me tell you, we've got a few bottles, but that's,
really?
Not, that's,
oh, really?
That's not a problem.
Oh, okay, it's just, yeah, it's just on the docket.
It will get enjoyed.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got to use the ones that are older.
Okay.
It's
on the docket.
Refrigerated.
It's in line. It's in line to be used. Okay, should we just start the show? We're already in the show.
Let's start the show.
Let's officially start.
All right. It's fine.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
Hello.
This is fun.
Well, you want a woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
It's there.
Woo-woo! Oh, boy. Now we're going to have fun.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Pussycats.
Please, my dog, please, please, please.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
La 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 la.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Yeah.
What was that?
What was that? That was... It sounded like a little pitch shift or something.
It sounded like a combination of like two sound effects.
Let's try it again.
Oh, because it is.
Oh, it's got the little. You know,
it might
have paired weird with the music. Like we might have hit like a weird. I don't know how this ever happened before.
I have no idea.
We are broadcasting live from a Boston suburb. Is that what we say?
Sure. A Boston suburb. We can still say Boston.
Okay.
It's pretty close. You don't have to give away all your secrets.
Yeah. So it's January 27. 119.
Happy New Year!
And this is episode, I have no idea. Okay.
I put it and now I forgot. Hold on.
I have no idea.
Hold on. 328.
Okay, that works for me. We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie and you know it!
Something like 250,000 listens, even more.
Holy shish kebab!
Vanity metrics.
My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish!
Sweet!
And right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
DK Podcast is your online stop for learning everything about the Derek and Kay Show, how you can be guest, past guests, all about Derek and Kay, all this stuff.
Yeah.
We are on the SoundCloud if you don't want to listen to a whole show. There's updates and stuff there you can listen to. I don't know. It's real enthusiastic today. Follow us on all the social media except for the Instagram.
No.
We're not on the gram, but we are on Facebook and Twitter.
Old sound. Twitter.
We're not on Snapchat because who is?
I'm gonna dig on the Snapchat.
Well, you know what? I mean, let's face the facts here. Cha-cha-cha. I don't believe Snapchat's gonna make it through 2019.
Oh, yeah.
That's my prediction.
Interesting. Well, you know,
I feel by the end of 2019, they're gonna be done.
I don't remember the last time I opened the app.
Neither do I. Yeah. It was probably an accident last time I opened it.
It's when they send their holiday snaps.
Oh, I hate when they. I hate. I'm like, Snapchat,
oh, I got something
snaps
from someone, but
yeah,
no.
It's not a real person. It's freaking Snapchat.
And it kind of looks like it's something that's made for like a toddler.
It's not easy to use anymore either. So
was
now
it, was
I
it ever?
Use,
it's uh-oh.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I understood how to use it for a time. You know, I understood how to use it for a time. But now it's all about Instagram stories. So Instagram stories are the way to go. Or like a live video. I haven't done any live videos on Instagram. That might be a thing that I have to do eventually, but I've done lives on YouTube before. Those are fun. Those are like a big party.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I don't know about that.
You can go live on YouTube now. You can do a live stream.
I know you can do that on the Facebook.
And you can do it on YouTube.
Okay.
Too.
All right. There you go.
You can do it on YouTube. The last live stream I did was a cookie baking live stream for Vlogmas.
Really?
I baked cookies. I gotta
check this. So it's still up there? You can look at it.
Yeah, I did not unlist that one. Usually I unlist them after
cookie
they're done.
Cookie baking.
Cookie baking live stream. It was part of Vlogmas. So I baked cookies for all my peeps. And it was a fun time. It was like a Christmas baking party.
I want to see this
subbies.
Video. How long is it?
Oh, it's like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is it like, so it's like real time?
Yeah. I made gingerbread cookies on stream.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I got to check this out.
It was fun. And I cut them and decorated them. And it was enjoyable.
Wow.
It was enjoyable. In the middle of it, I had to take Clover out to pee. So it's like, there's like a footage of me like just not there. But I can't alter
like the
stream. Yeah. Or the chat will go away, so I had to keep that in, which is too bad. But you can still see the chat in it, too, in the video.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So they save that now. So anytime you're live on YouTube, you can see the chat that happened during the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Looking for a moderator, though. I haven't had a live stream since that.
What about your, what about silent producer?
I guess he could be a moderator.
Mm.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess he could be a mod. I could mod him up, give him the wrench. Anyway, how was your Christ Mass?
Is that what we're calling it these days?
That's what we're calling it now.
I think it was pretty good. Yeah.
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 Did you get anything exciting for Christ Mass?
Wow.
Did you get a new toy?
Let me tell you what I got, which I'm pretty excited about. I got a nice hose.
Really?
Mm.
For outside?
Yeah, no, for outside.
Okay.
For
not pantyhose.
No, nothing like that.
What constitutes a nice hose as opposed to like a crappy hose?
Well, it's made with real rubber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I guess so. I don't know. It's a tire manufacturer, Continental. So that's pretty exciting.
But can't you puncture it a little bit? Like,
well, just like anything, I guess you could.
Well, what about those hoses that are made like with the
boner hose?
Like the plastic hoses with a little like weave throughout them? Aren't those nice too? You know, the kind that like we had when we were kids.
Okay, I was really excited about my hose I got for Christmas.
All right, I'm not trying to dog on your hose. I'm just saying that like
market.
Is it like a strong rubber? It's like a nice rubber.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll show it to you later.
I don't want to see your hose.
Right. It's hanging up in the garage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Wait for springtime. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can wash the cars.
Oh, it's a car washing hose.
No, it's just a hose. Oh, okay. It's just a black rubber hose. But I'm excited.
What else can you do with the house? You can water the plants.
You can water the plants.
You can power wash some windows.
Mm, probably have to do that. Yeah.
Would that be satisfying?
What else did I
get? I would love to do that.
You like to power wash stuff?
Yeah. I like to wash stuff in general.
The husband.
I'm into cleaning stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm into cleaning.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
I got a nice wood jacket from my sweetie. That's really nice.
Is that a jacket made of wood or a jacket for wood?
It's kind of like a jacket for carrying in the wood.
Oh, okay.
And like doing outside, you know, jobs.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
so
nice.
Is it like a man jacket?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's gray. Yeah. It's good. I like it.
I never heard of the term wood jacket.
Well, that's what I refer to it now as. It's the wood jacket. Let me get my wood jacket because I come
so
in with a nice.
So you go out there and you get the wood with the wood jacket?
Yeah.
So you got a hose and a wood jacket.
Got a lot
What's
of other
next?
Stuff. I can't. That was a long
Hold
time
on.
Ago. It's been a while.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm thinking. I don't know. You got a pack of hot dogs if we're going with the theme. I don't know.
What?
Tofu dogs.
Oh. Oh, let me tell you a little. Well,
sausages. I don't know.
Back to the food.
Because we're a food show.
Maybe we should mark this and talk about it later. But we had the veggie hot dog at IKEA. Oh my gosh.
I want to hear about this now.
Amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I wasn't expecting but I want to hear about your amazing.
I want to hear about your Christmas.
Oh, you're going to be so disappointed. It was so uneventful.
Oh, no. Oh.
Do you want to know what happened on Christmas?
Yeah, what happened on Christmas?
Woke up on Christmas, had some coffee. It was amazing. I made some Christmas. Did I make Christmas eggs?
Christmas eggs.
I think I made some breakfast, but I'm not sure. I'm probably lying, and I probably didn't make anything. But no, we had Christmas dinner. That's what I made.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I don't think I cooked anything. And we gave Clover Christmas presents
because that's of course.
The only being in our house that received gifts.
What?
Yes. We did not do a gift exchange. We went and bought Clover treats and toys, and we gave them to him on Christmas, and it was very exciting.
There must be videos of this.
Well, I videoed him going after. We got him a toy like carton of milk, and inside it's got two holes in it, and inside there are toy cookies with faces on them.
In the milk container?
Yeah, it's soft.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you sent me something. I saw this.
Yeah,
this is a while ago now.
So I took a video. Actually, I haven't checked it in a while. So I took a video of it, of him going at the toy,
because
it's real cute, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I put it on my brand Facebook page, and it went viral.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Everybody loves the pup.
It went viral. And right now it has, sorry, it's loud. It has 260,000 views.
What? Oh my gosh. Viral. And that's been less than it's been about a month?
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Oh my gosh. That's,
it's been about a month.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that happened.
Wow.
And from then, I mean, that was really great for my page because I got like tens of thousands of people liking my page after that, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
But like, yeah, let me check to make sure it does that. Because it has the number of likes and like views it has depends on how you look at it. It's really weird. View insights. See, it says it only has 239 video views, but it got shared.
Oh.
So total video views.
That's how it got crazy.
Yeah. So total video views, it says it has like, oh no, it has even more. Post reach, 363,000. Post engagement, 63,000. Oh no, this is my page? No, this is just the post. Yeah. So, yeah, it's insane. So fun.
Yeah, okay. So that does sound like fun.
So that's how we spent Christmas. And the video was literally like 10 seconds. I didn't know it was going to be that adorable. I guess it was just so adorable.
Either I saw the video or I saw a picture, because now I'm remembering this image with the milk thing.
Yeah, and, yeah. He's obsessed with that toy too. He's obsessed. Still. He gets the cookies out and then he wants me to throw the cookies because they have little squeakers in them.
Uh-huh.
And they're cute. They're like little chocolate chip cookies with faces.
He hasn't removed the squeakers yet?
Nope.
Is it because it's, is it only a supervised play session?
Yeah, it's only supervised. He only plays with a supervised. And he's more into removing the squeakers from balls. Not from the only stuffed toy he's removed a squeaker from is the giraffe for some reason.
Oh, okay.
The giraffe had to die.
Got it out for the giraffe. Yeah. It's that long neck.
The giraffe had to die for some reason. And I sewed it up, too.
Oh, you did?
I sewed it up.
Did you put a squeaker back in?
I did not.
The giraffe is now mute.
The giraffe is mute, but he still wants to play with it because it was one of his favorites. I had it in the closet for a while. And when I brought it back out, he was like, oh, man, the giraffe. Yes. So he's funny because he's got this big bucket full of toys, you know. And sometimes he goes and digs in to get like a certain one.
Yeah.
And I don't know like how he chooses like which one he wants to play with. But lately I've been into getting him the food toys because those are the funniest. Like the taco and the.
Oh, that's cute.
The mm-hmm. He's got French. He's got two sets of French fries.
Two.
His father got him French fries. But this French fry has a crinkly container and the fries come out.
Oh.
And they have squeakers in them.
The fries do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really weird. And what else did we get him? Oh, we got him some like fish treats and like some chews, salmon chews, and he had a real nice Christmas.
He made out well.
He made out great.
That's great.
Yes. I think we took him for a walk. Did we take him for a walk? Christmas? It was real uneventful, and then I made Christmas dinner.
What was Christmas dinner?
Ham steak.
Ham steak?
Yeah. Okay. And we bought one of those little tiny hams because it's just the two of us. And I like roasted it, cut it up, put a little glaze on it. And I made mac and cheese.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
My mac and cheese was not that good, but it was over. I mean,
I was pretty happy with it.
And I made a green bean casserole.
Oh, nice.
And what else did I make? That might have been it. There might have been a salad involved.
Seems like so long ago.
It does. It seems like it was a month ago. And that was it. It was real quiet. That was what I wanted.
Well, that's quiet is nice.
Yeah. I didn't want like kids running around like crazy screaming. Oh, I couldn't handle it.
Yep. Beth Ann Sands in the chat room.
Oh, hello, Beth Ann Sands.
I said she just celebrated Christmas with the other side of the family today.
Wow.
Wow. That's a little
late.
Good to see you in the chat room. We also have Lion in the House.
Lion in the House. Nice. Welcome to the chat.
Wow. It's great to see some folks in the chat room after.
Yeah, we love
it's been
that.
So long since we've put together a show.
It really has. How was your New Year's Day, Eve, whatever?
We had a little, the last 2 years we went away, which was really nice, but we figured, you know, buying a house and things like that, we figured we'd enjoy our time in the house.
Yeah.
And so we had my sweetie's family over for New Year's Eve.
Oh, was that nice?
It was really nice. Yeah. Yeah, we played some games. We had a big spread of food. We had both fireplaces going.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was good times.
Yeah. I love the fireplace action.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm loving it.
I wish our apartment had a fireplace. The next place.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
It's a little, you know, you got to hustle the wood in. You know, got to get the wood jacket.
Well, in our next house, it's going to have a gas fire.
Oh, there you go. Just flip with a switch.
Yeah, turn that on like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is nice.
I mean, I like the wood fireplace because it smells really awesome.
It does smell good. You get some big flames going. Yeah. We've had it pretty toasty in there.
I mean, that's nice. But like, I like any kind of fireplace. There's a gas fireplace like in our building that I like. That it's not part of the units. It's like a part of a lounge.
Oh, you can hang out. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so sometimes I go up there and like flip it on and like chill. But like, I wish we had one in the unit. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Next time we buy. But New Year's Eve, real quiet. I don't think I stayed up till midnight even.
Really?
Yeah, I was over it. I was like, Clover, let's go to bed. He was like, yeah, really? I was like, yeah, let's go. It was like almost time to. It was like 11 o'clock.
Good enough. Close enough.
Yeah, it was close fine. Enough. So that's what's been happening.
Wow.
Pretty much. Oh, wait. Should I go back and say what the kids' toys?
We didn't talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I meant to talk about this on the last show, but apparently the kids' toys that are going to be the hottest or were the hottest, there's a Hatchy Babies. With interactive pet baby.
This is like the Hatchimals, yes. Which we did. That was probably, it feels like a few years ago.
Yes. This is like third generation Hatchimal.
Okay.
So they hatch, but they also have like a little like baby inside. I don't know. You can host your own gender reveal party. That's weird.
That's really weird.
I like that. Oh, season 4 Hatchimals collectibles. They're like little Hatchimal, like little tiny eggs. You can buy like a whole. It's weird.
Beth Ann says there's a giant size Hatchimal. Really?
There is.
Really?
There is.
This is something we don't know about.
Oh my God. There's also like Hatchimal Spin Master Secret Play Scene Playset and Egg Collectibles.
Oh my.
So dumb. LOL Surprise.
Hatchimals. I'm going to just do a little search.
What is LOL Surprise?
Collectibles.
Is that there's that baby thing where you got like the baby.
This one here?
Yeah.
Oh. Remember that time
Wait a minute. Is there like a cartoon?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Episode. Yep. Oh, no. They got a cartoon.
How can they make a cartoon around this? What's the story? Right? What's the story?
This reminds me of My Little Pony.
It does. But like, I want to know what the F is the story with the Hatchimals.
Does like new things getting born all the time?
Yeah, like what, they're rubbing an egg right now.
That's creepy.
I can't. I don't think I'm not going to watch it when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
Either.
Do you remember the time we almost bought one on eBay? Almost bought one on eBay.
Yes.
It was like $200.
It's on the SoundCloud.
How high did that go?
Almost 200.
I feel like it was, yeah.
It was like 180 or something.
Man, that would have been horrible.
That's one of the best things on the SoundCloud.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, my
funny.
God. It was so funny.
Yeah, check it out when I almost accidentally bought a Hatchimal.
Hair Doables. Is like another toy that people are like going crazy for.
Is this something you cut the hair?
I think you cut the hair.
Does it grow back?
I don't know. Let's see.
Their Man, motto toys are getting creepy, no?
Their motto is big hair, don't care. They come with every shade of unicorn hair you can imagine. When you open each box, you can pull, peel, and reveal 11 surprises.
I need to
what
see it over here.
What are the surprises?
I got to get the Google up here.
So in addition to the doll, there are 10 fun outfits and accessories.
What is
hair doables? They're blind. It's a blind box doll, so you don't know what you're getting on the inside.
I just want to see what we're talking about.
The blind box thing is huge.
Oh, big hair. Yeah, big hair don't care.
So what do you do with it? You just, it's a doll?
Looks like you can do stuff with the hair.
You just enjoy it?
The hair is as long as the figure.
Are there any YouTube videos? Well, there's got to be. Because you know what? You know what's big money on YouTube? Toy unboxing videos.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
I'm not even joking. Toy unboxing videos. If you want to become a millionaire, do you start a toy unboxing channel?
You got to be a cute kid. That helps, right?
No.
Oh.
Just hands, I think.
Just hands.
I don't think you have to be on camera. You just have to be like, shoot the toy unboxing and be like, this is fun. You know what? Actually, real talk. I've never watched a toy unboxing video in my life, but I heard.
I find that hard to believe.
I haven't. I heard.
I think I probably have.
You really?
I heard
it's big bucks.
Yeah, it makes sense because, you know, all the kids, especially, you know, Christmas time, they want to see, like, what it's like to experience.
Can we watch one?
All right. Which
not,
one? This
not
one?
Not all the way through, but like.
No, no, of course not.
Oh, let's see. What's What's the one with the most views? Can we go directly to YouTube? Hair doables. Because that'll be, because how many views? Because if it's got like millions of, this one only has 5,000 views. We need, I say only 5,000, like it's like chump change, but it's not. We need to go hair doables, the one with the most, whoa, look at this.
This one you want to see?
126,000 views.
Okay, here we go.
Hair doubles versus LOL hair goals. Yeah, there's the whole like LOL series that is mentioned here. Like
what
LOL,
does that mean?
LOL under wraps. LOL, surprise.
The great
81K
toy
hey,
box
subscribers.
And hair's what's up. A while ago, I asked you guys what you'd like to see as a hair doll versus hair doll comparison. And overwhelmingly, the biggest response was for hair durables versus hair goals. So that's what we're checking out today. And yeah, the reason we're just checking out these two today, guys, is because these are the only ones that were mystery characters with surprises. All the other dolls that were suggested do not really fit into this category. So it wouldn't be fair to compare them to one another when they don't offer the same things. For example, Shoppies, Boxy Girls, Sunny Day, anything that comes like that with hair, you can see who you're getting, and it doesn't really have the aspect of the surprises. Boxy Girls kind of do, but not to the same degree as these ones. So these ones are the most like each other, and that's why they're being compared. Let's check out the hair adorables first. I've opened many in LOL, so I'm going to do this one.
What's the name of this channel? Great Big Toy Box?
This is a cardboard box.
Hold on.
It's very brightly colored. It's really cute. I love the dolls all over the package, to be honest, because I like to cut those out and use them as little posters in our different doll collections bedrooms, like in the doll houses. It's a great use for them, okay?
This is a person... What is it?
These are for ages...
This person has too much time.
This is their job.
There are 36 different dolls. To collect, it's a cardboard box.
At 81,000 subscribers, this is their job.
I like how the back is kind of styled like an Instagram sort of page.
I'm checking on the social blade.
Oh, she got that big ring.
Great big toy box.
You see that big ring?
No, I didn't see the big ring. She have a big giant diamond ring.
It looks like a huge ring. Look at that. Do you see? Look at that.
Oh, it is big. It is big. Okay, you ready for the social blade statistics?
All right, I don't really know what that means, but okay.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's not great, okay? Mm-hmm. 81,000 subscribers, that's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like millions, but it's pretty good. Monthly earnings, 3K. That's pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good. That's like a full-time
job. From this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you. toy unboxings are huge.
Okay.
Huge coin.
Well, who knew?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know.
Huge coin. All right. Let's see. That's the LOL surprising, the hair adorables, the poopsie slime surprise unicorn, rainbow bright star, or oopsie starlight. Magically poop slime.
That's okay. Wait, I just want
$99.
Oh my gosh, that's an expensive toy.
Wait, $50 at Amazon. What is this? It's a. It's called. Poops.
I want to get it. I want to get up here, up in here, because I'm worried about Googling this.
Really? Why?
Well, how is that spelled? Poopsie. Oh, there. Poopsie.
Yeah. Poopsie. Surprise. Here it
unicorn.
Is. Of course. Poopsie surprise unicorn.
Let's look at the
oh my god,
the
there's
pictures.
One that's like 41 seconds of the video.
Oh, we gotta watch it.
Oh, this must be the retail price, $44.99.
Oh, we gotta see a quick video.
Yeah. What does it do? It
this is a slime pooping this one here?
Yeah, real short. Something short.
All right.
We don't got time to be like
no.
watching something that's a minute.
Oh no, that thing's huge. What? What? What?
Speechless.
This is what. Wait, by the way, those girls look too. As this replaying here, those girls look too old to
they
be.
They do? What do you mean?
Don't they?
They look like they're like 12 or whatever. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Look at that.
They look too old. They have makeup on and wigs.
Okay.
I'm speechless.
Those look like adults.
I'm speechless.
No, okay. All right. Just saying.
They're actresses also.
That's really weird. It's just really weird. The thing is really big, too.
I'm surprised. I'm really...
So it poops slime and you play with it.
Yes.
And it's like all these different colors.
What did the comments say?
Okay. This is really weird. I'm disappointed I didn't get one for Christmas.
Me too. I want one. My slime is divine is the worst phrase I've ever heard. This is the most hellish thing made in recent history. Whoever made this is going to hell for their crimes. Why do they sound like grown women?
That's what I'm saying. They look like it too.
I saw a video review that can confirm these toys not only remove their diapers, but they have an anus that is used to ask all the slime.
No.
Thanks, I hate it.
That's a good one.
So weird. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I have two poopsie surprise unicorns, Rainbow Bright Star and Oopsie Starlight. Absolutely love them so much as... What?
I'm going to wait till go cheap and then get one for like a Yankee swap.
A poopsie surprise unicorn. Okay.
Wow, we're really learning stuff here.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking for anything. Oh, this is cute.
We're moving down the list.
Okay. This is cute. All right. I kind of want it. Scruffalove's, another creative radical reveal toy, is the Scruffalove, a heartbreakingly cute rescue pet. It begins as a matted ball of fur.
Scruffalove. Okay.
Once you wash, dry, and comb it, the surprise, whether it's a dog, cat, or bunny, is revealed.
Oh, you don't know what it is.
I want it. Wait, there's the commercial. 25 seconds. We can handle that.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
All right.
That's cute. That's something I would have wanted.
One of my cats was like this the other week.
Oh, really?
He didn't know what it was.
Sad.
Rescued you, I washed you, dried you, and then you transformed before my eyes.
It's so cute.
I didn't know if you would be a puppy, a kitten, or a bunny. I'll take care of you forever. Who will you rescue? Scruffalo's, each sold separately.
All right.
Here's the thing.
Whoa.
Here's the thing, though.
That makes a little more sense. Thing.
What if you're disappointed? What if you wanted a cat?
It's a bunny. It's a bunny. Some kid's going to be really upset. I still want to see the image of what it looks like before.
It looks like an alien, pretty much. Yeah, there it is.
I can't really
tell. It's an alien.
Oh, yeah. Huh, okay.
By the way, my dog saw a bunny in the near our house.
A real life, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad he was on the leash because he would have ran and killed it.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, sir. He always wants to kill the bunnies outside of our building.
Well, it's a dog thing, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
He really wants to kill the bunnies. Like, he's obsessed with the bunnies.
Kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbits. Beaker Creatures Liquid Reactor Super Lab. It's like an educational toy.
What is this list for? Is this like a standard list?
No,
or
this is
like
a list of things that were going to be like popular at Christmas.
Oh, like a general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan's World Giant Mystery Egg. Oh, he's a YouTuber. $50.
These are expensive toys.
Yeah.
Ryan's World.
Giant mystery egg.
Should I look this one up?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this, people are interested in this?
There it is. I'm glad, you know what?
Oh.
16 million subscribers.
Ryan
has 16 million subscribers.
Okay.
That's a lot.
And he makes his own toys, apparently.
Yeah. Wait, let me get the Social Blade statistics on that kid.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure his parents are in charge of the channel, but like, for real?
Giant mystery egg.
Is it called Ryan's World? Ryan's World.
Maybe I'll type in ad. I want to see if we can get just... No. It's not like an ad for it.
No, because it's gonna be a YouTube toy. So it's got Ryan's toy review. Oh my God. 18 million subscribers.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Ryan's toys review.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready for the monthly earnings?
Oh my.
Can I have a timpani, please?
Absolutely.
Every month, Ryan's toy review makes on YouTube, just in ad revenue alone, $2.6 million.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Just in ad revenue alone.
A month?
A month.
Wow.
A month.
Well, gee, maybe. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's one of the few Social Blade channels that says A+.
Okay.
Mine says B- for like channel help. I'm like, it's really hard to get to A+, but he's doing great.
I feel like this is, the videos I'm looking at are really long.
Yeah, don't worry about those.
I don't know.
Don't worry about those.
All right. Mystery egg.
$2 million a month.
That's a lot of coin.
A month. That's not, I mean, so that doesn't include all the stuff on the back end, like brand deals and affiliate links. Oh my God, affiliates,
wow.
They must be.
Wow.
Are they killing on a, what? You know, because I think there's like rules on YouTube where you can't advertise for kids, but they must be advertising for the parents. Maybe they're making bank on a, hold on, now I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going to be in my history that I'm looking for like Ryan's toy reviews. And they're going to keep recommending like toy review channels to me. And I'm going to say like, stop.
You're not interested.
Not interested. Actually, let me like change my username here and go to my like, crap one.
Yeah, I do that too.
Because I don't want my recommended to be all messed up. You know what I'm saying?
You've messed mine up.
Ryan, sorry. Ryan's toy review. What, with Amberlynn Reed drama?
I don't know. No, all kinds of stuff. Every time I'm logged in, we're looking at stuff on the show.
There's madness.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to look. I'm going to see if there's like affiliate stuff on here. I cannot even believe how many like views and stuff this has. Get tag with Ryan game for free. Well, that's a game that they made, like a game. Let's see. Sticker toys are like, are they making affiliate stuff? No. Well, I don't know. They're killing it on killing it. AdSense.
What
so I guess they don't need to really do that.
What else is on the list?
Let's see. Got into the whole like Ryan's tour review rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Boxy girls? What the hell is that?
All right, let's take a look here.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. Resembling real life fashion influencers, boxy girls are trendy dolls that come in with their own pile of packages ready to unbox. You've got to be joking. With each box is a real package of bubble wrap or tissue paper. Inside, you'll find clothes and accessories like statement earrings, colored hair extensions, and a purse shaped like a lime. So you can get a doll
that does
that's
unboxing.
That's like a social media influencer.
Wow. You know what's wrong with the world?
You know what, though? That makes sense. Because you know what? Kids what they want to do when they grow up, a lot of them will say, I want to be a YouTuber.
Oh, boy.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane. It's like the new rock star.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, what do you want to do when you grow up? When we were kids, people were like, oh, I want to be a rock star. Now they're like, oh, I want to be a YouTuber. I'm serious.
They don't realize
how much work YouTube is.
$35 for this one, by the way.
$35?
Yeah.
Boxy girls. This is insane. I can't believe this is a thing. Was this like a bestseller? The blind boxes are a big thing with like kids. You don't know what they are.
Oh, gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops. I don't know what I clicked here. What looks like Walmart. Nomi.
They're not expensive. They're only like $13.
All right.
can't see a picture though.
No, something, I don't know what's going on. Looks like I went to Walmart. I don't know.
Walmart.
There's a bunch of things.
Yeah.
There's a bunch
of things. How many more we get?
Oh, there's a lot. I'm just looking at the ones that are interesting.
Any interesting? Poopsie the Unicorn is my favorite.
That's my favorite too.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there's a social media unboxing doll. That got me.
Of course there is.
I mean, I guess that's like an untapped market where you're like, well, I might as well like make like a doll that like little girls might want to emulate. You know, it's kind of funny. The like original like beauty gurus from YouTube. Like, I don't know what happened to them. Like Blair and Elle Fowler.
I'm not familiar.
They're like the original like beauty like hall video girls, you know? They would be like,
oh, okay.
Here's what I got from Nordstrom. And they would like sit down and film a video and like show it. And they, you know, that was the way they earned their coin.
Nice.
But I think they're retired.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh. It's 7:42.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
We could break.
All right.
We want to talk. Then I don't know. What else we got to talk about? I could tell you about my hot dog.
Is there a lot to tell about the hot dog? Is that a whole story?
You know, I could tell you. I could tell you about the our trip to IKEA.
All right, I'll hear about that,
including the new veggie hot dog, which is, I think it's getting a lot of good reviews.
I want to go to IKEA so bad, but I have no reason.
We have to make another trip, and there's not a lot of time. But
is it going to close forever?
Well, we're going away soon.
Oh, where are you going?
So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Virgin Islands.
Sounds terrible.
In February.
Awful.
It's a tough job, but someone's got
to
do it.
Are you going to feel bad for you? Want me to go instead?
I'll send you pictures.
All right.
All right, we'll take a short break.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
You're a man, so the world is on your shoulders. Stress. Something genetic inside you wants to kill things and then mate with them. Hi, I'm Jeremy St. Ives. Maybe you know me from the men's room with Baz and Jeremy. I'm going to show all you men out there a calmer, more loving path. At Male Aromatherapy Incorporated, we have the scents that will help men relax and travel to their childhood. Inhale deep and revisit that first summer romance under the bleachers with a cheerleader. Or in a tent with your scoutmaster. Mix and match scents such as chamomile shower, jasmine, Spanish donkey, college panties, tea tree teabagging, unspoken gay longing, mother's love, your aunt's breasts, and much, much more. Male Aromatherapy Incorporated. Inhale, exhale, repeat.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek & Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
What is up?
We are back. We got listeners on the phone? Is that what that is?
Yeah. But
just listening.
I think they're just listening.
That's cool. It's a thing people do, I guess, if you don't have the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have the internet, or if you're like walking the dog or something.
Do you recognize that number?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the husband's number.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I am just listening.
Thank you for listening.
Maybe he's taking Clover for a walk or something.
Oh, that's right. So you can keep listening to the show.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Doesn't use data. You can just be listening.
Yeah, that's right. You can just call. Call and just don't press anything. Just listen. Yeah,
so,
Bean has probably was, I don't know, he might be going for a walk or something like that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you about our IKEA trip.
I want to hear about your IKEA trip.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, so we went to IKEA, you know, to get a curtain rod. Ended up getting a...
What? Oh, because I saw you had Umbra curtain rods down there.
Oh, not those. Yeah. Okay. This is for the... Actually, this was for the bedroom because I'm going to put the curtain in front of the closet. I'm working on the closet too. It's in the works.
Oh, okay.
It's a project. I think I told you I got the Alpha. I'm pretty excited about it. Working it.
Wait, for the closet?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that.
I did do a custom rod up top. I raised it. I'm still working it out. It's a big project. Anyways, so we went to IKEA for the curtain rod.
Uh-huh.
Ended up getting a table, chairs, some lights.
It's like Target effect.
Right. But no, the hot dog. Let me tell you, they got a new veggie. What is it? It's like a veggie hot dog.
Uh huh.
And it's delicious.
What's it made from? Like pea protein? Like everything is made from?
I have no idea, but it's. Let me tell you, they got the.
That's like the Impossible Burger. Right?
The little crunchy onions on top.
Oh, that makes it.
With beets and like this, I don't know what sauce. Delicious.
Really?
And you can get the combo. It's like. $2.50 and you get like a drink.
So cheap.
And it's like they could sell this at Back Bar for like $14.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's really good.
Yeah, Back Bar is crazy overpriced.
Because they got the miso dog, which is a carrot in a bun.
They really? How much is it?
And I'm talking about
how much is the miso bun?
I'm telling you, it's probably like $8. It's probably like $8.
Back Bar?
I don't know. It's really, everything there is expensive.
Do they cook the carrot with it?
I think it's cooked. Yeah.
It's a carrot in a bun, really?
Times. Yeah, it's all right. It's pretty good. You know, if you're looking for something to eat.
That's some BS.
I know. Seriously. Well, you know, I'm a vegetarian. Like, what else am I going to eat?
Yeah, but really?
Lifelong vegetarian.
Really?
I usually go over the cheese plate. That's my way.
I mean, that's some BS, Back Bar.
Oh, I know.
A carrot in a bun.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. This IKEA one is, like, way better.
Really?
Yeah, and I guess there's some reviews. I didn't look it up, but I was telling someone about this, and they said, yeah, it's supposed to be really good. It's really good. It's the best food I've ever had at IKEA.
Well, I like IKEA food.
Yeah, we did the cheap 99-cent breakfast. You know, it's okay. Yeah.
Do you do that before it opens? Then you go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the I'm looking for the.
I like the Swedish meatballs.
I haven't had those because
you're a vegetarian, lifelong vegetarian. Yeah.
I think you can get those veggie with, like, balls. Those are really good too.
Yeah, are they good?
They're really good. Frozen. Yeah.
I wonder if they taste like the Swedish meatballs, but only veggie.
Where's the
But that's, you'd have to have the Impossible Burger. Have you not had that yet?
I have not tried it. I do want to try it.
You had the Chez Cake.
Someone I work with saying that. Yeah. That
it
you
was
can get
really
there.
Good. It tastes like meat.
And it looks
me out.
Like it's bleeding.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's what the...
I'll have to get...
That's just beet stuff.
I like beets.
It looks like that's what the Beyond Burger looks like, too, because it has beet stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can get that at the Whole Foods.
I do want to try that.
I definitely
want to give that a try.
But the Impossible Burger... is better.
All right.
I do like the Beyond Burger. I think it's awesome. The Impossible Burger is like, I'm like, how?
I want to
do this.
I want to give this stuff a try. But I'm telling you, you got to check out this veggie hot dog at IKEA. I guess I got to check it out. And by the way, we went before we had some winter weather.
Yes.
I don't know if you must have experienced that too, right?
Let me tell you. I experienced it because I was out almost every day last week because of the the schedule was a little crazy. I was involved in a concert, which had 2 days of recording session afterward, and there was rehearsals happening like all the time. So like I was out in the weather,
mm-hmm.
and then I was out on Martin Luther King Day when it was like 5 degrees.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah,
wind
that's
chill
right.
Of, like, minus 21.
We were texting, I think.
I went to
that.
Two different events that day.
I can't believe they didn't get canceled.
So angry. Well, they had. It just had to happen. And then on Thursday after that, it was like raining and 60 degrees.
Everything went away. Yeah.
Yeah. It's confusing.
But we made the mistake. We went to IKEA the day before the snowstorm.
And everyone and their mother was there?
Yeah, I thought, well, no one's going to be here because everyone's going to be at the grocery store buying
milk and
bread.
Why were they all shopping for furniture?
Well, I guess they had some event, but I guess people, I don't know. I'm thinking people were buying stuff so they could get snowed in and like work on their IKEA things and put their house together.
What a weird thing to happen.
I could not believe it. The line went, you know, IKEA with the warehouse.
Yeah.
And then the line went all the way into the market. It went.
What?
It just looped around. I've never seen lines so long. I went to Tax Free Weekend. It wasn't this bad. Crazy.
Why would everyone like go to IKEA before snowstorm? Like, yeah. It's the grocery store.
It's not the time to go.
That's weird, man.
Lesson learned.
So don't go to IKEA before weather events.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's bizarre.
But do try the hot dog.
Do try the hot dog. I will try the hot dog.
Sarah talking about.
Yeah. Can we talk about the things people never talk about?
Oh.
When's the last time you had a hot dog?
When was the last time you had a hot dog?
You bought hot dogs.
You know what? I haven't had a hot dog in forever, by the way.
Yeah.
Like a long time. A long time. Vorpa Bite 1-0.
Oh, a new folk.
I can't read.
What is that?
I can't read. I don't know, but welcome to the chat.
Hey, that's cool. We got a new folk in the chat room.
We're live for about 9 more minutes, so yeah. Enjoy.
Well, you can listen to our older episodes,
there
too.
There you go.
We'll be back next week, I think.
Will we be back next week? Oh, that's right.
It's Super Bowl. Sorry.
It's big game.
Whoops. Edit that out.
Do you have to, though? I don't think you do. Is that the big game?
Football. I think so. Yeah, football.
Oh, why does it say dentist? I don't want to go to the dentist. That sounds like a bad time.
Dentist.
I might
well,
have to move
it's
that.
A real comfortable chair, though.
I might have to move that appointment. Damn. I hate the dentist, by the way. It's the worst.
I like it okay. You know what? I'm always saying.
I know. You say it's a comfortable chair.
Yeah, just sit back, relax. It's, you know.
And then I'm going to, oh my gosh, I'm looking at a calendar. I'm like tax day. I'm like, don't look at it.
Case calendar.
By the way, I changed my iCal on my phone to have Monday as the first day of the week.
Oh, that's very big. No longer was the other one like the European thing?
I've always felt in my heart that like Sunday is not the first day of the week.
Yeah, it totally is not.
It's not. And when I was living in Germany, all those calendars said Monday was the first day of the week. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm more on board with that.
It totally makes sense. And when I came back over here, I was angry because I was like, how is Sunday the first day of the week? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's not. So what does it look like?
It just starts on Monday instead of Sunday. That's exactly it.
I like that so much better.
You should change your calendar.
Let me take a look at this.
Starts on Monday, not Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes more sense, doesn't it?
That makes a lot more sense.
Like, why is Sunday the first day of the week? It's clearly the last day of the week. It's clearly day number 7. I don't understand, like, why Sunday would be the first day of
the week. That's so much better.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I want to make the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you don't have... Well, you can do it on your Mac, I guess, but I don't know if you... Because you have a Android, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. There must be a function for
I'll
changing
have to take
the calendar
a look at that. I'm interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starts with Monday.
Monday is the first day of the week.
There you go.
Fight me.
I'm with you on that. That sounds good to me. What else?
There's 35 cases of measles in Washington State.
Ooh.
And now there's a state of emergency.
Ooh, geez.
It's because some people won't vaccinate their kids.
That's what that is?
That's exactly what that is.
Oh, and great. They don't take them to the doctors.
They just don't vaccinate.
Oh, but isn't that a thing where they also don't go to the doctors? Isn't that like a thing?
No, I just think they don't vaccinate.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's just the anti-vaxxer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're just like, oh, we don't want to vaccinate our kids, so everyone can get measles and polio. What are the... Oh, chicken pox, too.
Chicken pox.
Did you have chicken pox?
I did late, like high school.
Really?
Yeah, bad times. Really bad.
I had it in elementary school.
Oh boy. Yeah.
How did you not get it till high school?
I don't know, but I remember being really bad and I had to stay home. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes
bad times.
Feel terrible.
Yeah. Like flu like and all the marks. Yeah. Horrible.
That's not good.
I'm glad we don't have to worry about those things now.
Well, you have to worry about the shingles, I guess.
Oh, that's a new thing?
Isn't that like the second coming of the chicken pox?
Second coming.
I'm serious. Does that sound like an epic movie? What is it? Is it the same virus?
Second. That's funny. I like that.
It is. It's
I think it is related. I think I've heard things like that. Yeah. But I don't know.
It says, reactivation of the chickenpox virus in the body causing a painful rash. Oh, jeez. Mm. That, I don't want that. How do you prevent that? Can I get like a...
I think you never leave the house. I think that's probably the best way to go about
herpes that. Herpes zoster.
Ooh.
Is that what it is? No, it's called... Shingles is caused by varicella zoster virus, the same virus that causes chickenpox.
Okay.
After you've had the chickenpox, the virus lies inactive in the nerve tissue near your spinal cord and brain. Years later, the virus may reactivate as shingles. While it isn't a life-threatening condition, shingles can be very painful. Vaccines can help reduce the risk of shingles, while early treatment can help shorten a shingles infection and lessen the chances of complications. That sounds like it's not fun.
No, that sounds horrible.
It says if you're 60 or older, because age significantly increases your complications.
60?
So, yeah. So if you're older, you might. It's like worse. That's terrible. Okay, risk factors are being if you're older than 50.
Okay.
Having certain diseases such as AIDS, HIV, cancer. Undergoing cancer treatments or taking certain medications, such as steroids and prednisone. It's not good.
Okay.
Vaccinate your kids, people.
There you go.
Not that has anything to do with
there
it.
There you go.
Like...
Yep.
It's upsetting, man.
Mm.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of Twitter action.
Oh, we lost our new chat person.
Oh, okay. Bye.
He's like, I'm out of here.
They're talking about shingles and chicken pox and stuff.
Oh, it's exciting when someone new comes in the chat room, though.
What were we talking about before?
IKEA. Don't go before bad weather.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Happy weather.
And the hot dog. I'm telling you. Now I want one.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they sell them? So they should sell packs.
So good. Well, it's the way they put it together with the beet. They got like the shredded beet thing on top. Oh my gosh.
What shredded beet? Is it pickled beets or something?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I knew what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I had a veggie taco thing that I got from a home chef.
Home chef?
Yeah, home chef is one of those like meal boxes you can buy.
Okay.
You know, like HelloFresh and everything. Like yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The pre-packed little home meal plans.
Yeah.
I was like a home chef ambassador. So I made this home chef meals, and one of them was I wanted to try the vegetarian one.
Okay.
And it was like vegetarian chorizo tacos. But the only thing that made it really, really good was the onions on top. The dried fried onions.
Oh, little
that's
crispies.
What made it good. Yeah.
Yeah. We like the crunchy, don't we?
Otherwise, it would have been really bland.
So, yeah.
I mean, they were tasty. It was like tofu with like chorizo seasoning and like some sauce, which was nice. But like without the onions, it would have been really, really bland.
That's interesting. Because I was just talking to my sweetie. We went for Taco Tuesday. And,
nice.
And, I was just saying how tacos for a vegetarian generally aren't that exciting.
Not that exciting.
Because what are you going to put in it?
Tofu.
Which,
vegetables.
Which is okay, but I didn't get the tacos. I got the enchiladas.
Mmm.
Yeah.
I got Mexican today.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Hey.
Enchiladas.
Nice. Down the street?
Down the street.
Oh, that
still
place
full.
Is amazing.
Still full.
I want to tell you, it's a food show. We love this place in Watertown. You can get, which I don't think a lot of Mexican places will let you do this. You can get a pitcher of margaritas for just the two people.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty awesome. Just gonna.
I love a pitcher of margaritas.
Oh my gosh.
That's the best.
Like big pitcher. Like two or three drinks each.
I had the hiccups for like no reason and I'm really upset. Why? Why did that happen? I think it's anxiety.
All right. Well,
the show's almost over.
We feel like we just fizzled out.
Yeah, it did kind of fizzle out. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We got the Mexican theme in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. From Derek and Kay.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Join us next week for the big game.
Whoops.
Wow.
Big game.
Big game.
We'll be doing live coverage of the big game, scores and everything.
Little like recraps and stuff like that.
No. Just kidding.
Oh, 10 seconds.
10 seconds. All right, we got to go. Thanks for listening.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and K Show.